little people, big people, all people. This is another episode of Buffed Up Sports, the only podcast that talks Detroit sports, the WNBA, and boxing. So thank you for clicking on this episode. But first, a few ground rules. If you want to go on the Buffed Up Sports website, go to buffedupsports.com. There you will find the social media platforms that I'm on, and you will find the platforms that Buffed Up Sports is on, such as the podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Or if you like the video aspect, you can check out the YouTube channel as well. So go to buffedupsports.com for those things. As well as if you want to send, you know, a little cha-ching, it's ways that you can help me out and financially support the show. So go to buffedupsports.com for that. Again, thank you for clicking on this episode. Please subscribe. So subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on Apple, subscribe on Spotify, subscribe on wherever you listen to the podcast on. Please subscribe. With that being said, again, thanks, y'all. Hope you enjoy this one. Let's get on with the show. What's up, everybody? Thank y'all all for coming in, tuning in, watching, listening, whatever it is that you're doing to another episode of Buffed Up Sports. If you're watching on YouTube right now, you can see I tried to, you know, juice up the background a little bit, try to add some little spice, some color to it. Still working on some things, you know, got the Chauncey bobblehead Lions Helmet Tiger. Like I said, we working on getting some new stuff. This is what I had. I went in an old box of memorabilia I had, and this some of the stuff I pulled out. So, yeah, more to come. But we got so much to talk about on this episode. But on a serious note, I want to talk about somebody very important to me. I want to talk about my friend John. Who is John? John Kloss, that is. We lost John Kloss last week. And so, why am I talking about John on Buffed Up Sports? Because story time. Let me tell you how me and John met. It's like 2 years ago on Discord. Shout out, I call him my uncle. Shout out to my uncle Doc Joe, real name, no gimmicks. He is the host of the Pro Wrestling Talk for the Pistons Fan Podcast. But he got the Discord where, you know, people talk wrestling, Pistons, whatever, right? Randomly one day, John hops in. Like, anybody want to record on this new podcast I'm starting where we could talk wrestling and Pistons? You know, he asked around. Some people saying no. Some people's like, when? I actually was at home doing nothing at the moment. So I was like, I'll hop on. Never met this guy. Talked to him a day in my life. I hopped on. Me and John probably spent a good hour or two talking. And we've been, like I said, it's 2 years ago. We probably talked. We talked pretty often probably after that day ever since. And then, actually, I never met him in person until a few months ago at SummerSlam. SummerSlam was the first time I met him in person. And last time I seen him was at Cabrera's last game. Okay, why am I talking about John? Me and John did a lot of content together. He actually had me co-host his Pistons Territory podcast. And that was a lot of fun. So shout out to all the others who hopped on. So like Parker and Teo. Shout out you guys, man. But no, John asked me to come on. We did that together. And I mean, I posted the other day. I said, man. Because, I mean, me and John, he was pro Killian Hayes. I was anti Killian Hayes. So he was over the bloodline. I was still going for the bloodline. He thought the Lions was going to be a fluke last year. I was like, the Lions are legit. So I was just like, man, if we could just have one more of those debates. Because, man, we had plenty of them. But in good nature, I even think about last summer, he's trying to get me to go to a country bar. He hit me up like, do you know anything about country music? I'm like, John, no. But John, that's my dog, man. I keep saying that is because that ain't changing. Even though he's not here with us anymore. That's my guy. That's my guy. I was shook when I heard the news, honestly. But I couldn't go on Buffed Up Sports, you know, the first episode since the trade, and not just talk about him because little do people know, he's very instrumental to this podcast. Many of you know, I just made the transition to YouTube, right? John was pretty instrumental in that. When we did the content together for his channel, he was telling me the different things video-wise on how you can make your video look cool and how to even go on social media with it, like the TikToks and the reels I started posting. Like, that was John. So, like I said, I don't even think people know that. There's so much stuff people don't know about us. Like, I might share it one day, I might not, but just know we had so much stuff in the bag. And it's messed up because literally last time I talked to him, I asked him, I said, man, when we gonna, it was like 2 months ago. I said, yo, we ain't recorded in a minute. When we gonna record again? He like, I can't. I'm like, what you mean you can't? So I'm working with Valley Sports right now. He was like, I'm working with Valley Sports. And so he's like, I technically can't record right now. Like, I'm not allowed to. I'm like, that's crazy. But no. Like I said, he was instrumental. People don't even realize that. Like, we had a lot of things planned, which is upsetting to me because now we'll never know how that would have turned out. But just know we had some opportunities. I'll put it like that. We had some opportunities out there. And we'll never get to find out how far those opportunities go. But closing out on John, what brings me peace is I've been watching a lot of our old videos lately and just reading through old text messages and just things of that nature. And as much as his, you know, passing shook me up, because Lord knows it shook me up because it caught me off guard because it was out of nowhere, one of those deals. As weird as it sounds, as much as it shook me up, which it definitely did, I have yet to actually shed a tear because I've done more laughing than anything. Don't get it twisted. I've been upset, but I've been watching our old videos and I can't help but laugh at them because, I mean, we had a blast, man. Talking about some sorry Pistons. We were nerds talking about wrestling. Like, we had a blast though, man. So, I miss you, man. I'm gonna miss you, man. But John was a big, like I said, wrestling fan, Pistons, and Tigers. So it would only be right for me to talk some Tigers right now, because John been blessing the Tigers. I'm telling you, he been looking down on them because the Tigers done somehow started 5-1 going into opening day. I'll be there, so hopefully I have a recap for opening day. The Tigers have not lost on a day they have played. Now, just before this recording, they played the doubleheader against the Mets. They won the first game in the 11th inning. They lost the second one. But I still say the same thing. Okay, we lost the game, but the Tigers have not. They've won. Let me clarify that. They've won every day they've played this season. Take it for what it is. But I will say the one thing about the 5-1 start is scaring me, because I swear the Tigers pump fake me every year. They do, man. And so I'm just like, yo, don't do it to me this year. Don't do it to me this year. But we go see. Like I said, opening day is tomorrow. I'll be there. Might have a recap for you by, you know, via short, reel, whatever you want to call it, or on the next episode of Buffed Up Sports. But I will have a Tigers recap. Honestly, you know what I want? Panay Sewell's throwing out the first pitch, by the way. Lions offensive tackle. But I'm kind of upset because you know who I wanted to throw the first pitch at a home opener? Miguel Cabrera. I genuinely was like, that'll be the perfect person to throw the first pitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the first Tiger season without him since he, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. We also got to talk some Lions real quick. The city's already turned up and the season ain't even started yet because we got the NFL draft coming here at the end of April. Everybody's excited for it. They just started the construction on the stage and all that. But you know what I'm really happy for? The Lions are getting some new jerseys, y'all. If we get them black jerseys, my first ever NFL jersey was actually a Calvin Johnson black jersey. So if we get them black jerseys back, y'all, if we get the black, give me, I'm no joke, I'm buying two black jerseys if we get, let me tell y'all this. I think all the jerseys getting, you know, revamped, whatever, because secret note, at Ford Field last week when I was there, the jerseys was half off. all of them, even the home and away jerseys. And I pray we get rid of them gray jerseys. But the blue, white, gray jersey, half off. So I'm just pretty confident all new jerseys are coming in. But if I could get a black custom jersey, and I'll probably go with a home. But then again, I've never had an alternate, or I never had a away jersey either. So I might get that white jersey too, but I'm getting the same brown jersey. So I'm either getting a custom, I'm getting a custom hunt jersey, and I'm getting the same brown jersey. Them the two jerseys I'm getting. And I'm going to show it off when I get them. Because Lord knows that's going to break the bank when I do get them. So I got to show it off. I'm worried. I'm sleeping in that jersey at this point. Last thing on the Lions, I want to talk about CJ Gardner-Johnson drama. CJ Gardner-Johnson has called out the Detroit Lions fans saying they switched up on him too quick. And I got to say, I agree. I agree with CJ Gardner-Johnson comments because he's not lying. Let's look at the facts here, y'all. Beginning of the 2023 NFL season, the Lions had the home opener against the Seattle Seahawks. What did everybody come in the Ford Field wearing? The blue ski mask that took over the stadium, right? Why? Because CJ Gardner-Johnson started wearing the blue ski mask, right? Everybody, oh, we rocking with the blue ski mask. It was a trend, and it fell complete that same day because the Lions lost, and the blue ski masks were no more. They got killed. Now, next thing is, let's talk about CJ Gardner-Johnson's season. Yes, he got hurt. He was out majority of the season, right? He was hurt majority of the season. But then he came in the playoffs, and I thought he played all right. Some people said he could have did better. Okay, neither here or there. But okay, now that he's gone, then people start complaining. Oh, CJ Gardner did. CJ Gardner that. Y'all just wore blue ski masks for this man. Now y'all hate him all of a sudden because he's going to another team. Make it make sense. He ain't doing nothing to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's me. And then he came on Twitter throwing shots, his former teammates, talking about me and J-Mo was the only ones who was actually in the city. The rest of y'all was in the burbs. I mean, CJ did embrace the city. I'm not going against CJ on this one. I'm not, and I refuse to do it. Until he says something even more out of pocket, I'm not, because a lot of what he said hasn't been wrong. It's just, he's right. Y'all Lions fans, hey, I even throw myself in there sometimes. We turn on people quick. Look at Jared Goff. People turning on Jared Goff, and the man, it went from Jared Goff's trash to they're chanting Jared Goff at Red Wings games. It went from Dan Campbell needs to be fired to Dan Campbell's coach of the year. And then, oh, Dan Campbell went for too many fourth downs in the NFC Championship game. So we lost because of Dan Which one is it? Which one is it? Y'all don't know how to make up your mind sometimes. So I agree with CJ Gardner on this one. Now I got to talk some boxing, y'all. I want to first give some thoughts on the first Amazon Prime PBC card. Is that what it is? Is it PBC on Amazon? What? Y'all know what I'm talking about. It was on Amazon. Amazon Video, Amazon Prime, PBC. Y'all know what the heck I'm talking about, all right? Anyway, look here. Y'all know Mondez. I said he was going to be on this episode. That was a lie. Maybe next one. We'll see. Anyways, I watched the card with Mondez, right? Can y'all leave Jordan Plant alone? What else was she supposed to ask Rolly? And then she got to do the interview regardless. And then the word on the street is Rolly was willing to do the interview. So what more did y'all want from her? What was she supposed to do? I mean, granted, it gave us a viral moment, but I'm not going to do Rolly like that on here. I'm not even going to do it. I will say this, though. Esau Cruz beat the brakes off Rolly, though. I will say that much. But I do not want to see a Cruz versus Tank part two. Don't get it twisted. It's not because I think Cruz would dominate Tank. It's just the first fight, Tank beat Cruz with one hand. I scored it 7-5. So, yes, you could say it was a close fight, but you could still – it was a close fight, but Tank convincingly won at the same time, if that makes sense, right? But, again, he did this with one hand throughout the fight. Come on now. Cruz couldn't even beat a Tank with one hand. So why would I want to see him go against Tank, who potentially has two hands? Doesn't make sense. Last, Sebastian Fandora, the Inferno Monster, tall boy, the 6-footer that's in a not a heavyweight division, because most 6-footers are heavyweights. He's definitely, he, let me tell y'all something. Full disclosure, I'm short, right? I'm 5'6". I ain't going to tell my weight, but I'll tell you I'm short. I'm 5'6", right? Fandora, Sebastian Fandora is 6 feet and he weighs less than me. Now, you could say that's bad on my end, but if you just take my word for it without giving my weight away, it's probably bad on his end. But hey, hey, none of my business. But anyways, no, the main event was Tim Tszyu versus Sebastian Fandora. Fandora and his sister, I guess the first brother and sister to be world champs, which I thought was cool. Because, yes, Fandora won the fight. Now, let me explain something. I scored the fight a draw. It was a close fight. Good fight. Competitive fight. I scored the fight a draw. Two judges had it 7-5. One had it 8-4. I can live with that. I could live with Fandora winning. I can even live with them scores the judges gave. What I can't live with is how Tim Tszyu corner did him. Zoo's corner let him down. For those who don't know, Tszyu won the first two rounds convincingly. I thought it was going to be a quick night. Honestly, the way Tszyu was tapping up Fandora, I was like, oh, this fight not going long, right? Boom, at the end of the second round, Fandora, big old tall self, elbows Tszyu on the top of his head. His head ended up leaking for the next 10 rounds out of a 12-round fight. I'm talking a fat cut at the top of his head. Dang near the size of, bigger than the size of my part in my hair right now. I'm talking about a fat cut, right? If they stop the fight before the fourth round, it's a no contest. Both fighters live to see another day. You move on, right? Why the heck would you risk your fighter losing the championship when he can live to see another day? All you got to do is call the fight right now. That simple. But no, even the doctor let him down, because the doctor said, oh yeah, he can fight. No, he can't. You get cut like that, that's one thing, but you want to leave a cut like that on the top of your head and you getting hit consistently in that same spot? That's not okay. I didn't care for that. I just didn't care for that. Honestly, I would have said, I would not have said Tim Tszyu was a punk had he called quits during that fight. You keep your belt, you've lived to see another day with your belt. Wouldn't call him, because it was a fact. It was that, honestly, as much as I love the gruesomeness sometimes of boxing, that was some nasty stuff to see, because that man bled the whole fight from his head. Like, I got scared for him, because that was not a pretty sight to see. It made me uncomfortable, because when you're dealing with brains and whatnot, that could go left. I don't want to see that again. I didn't need to see it that night. His corner let him down. Simple as that. Should have stopped the fight. Last thing on boxing, though. I told y'all a few episodes ago how I was going to be attending the March edition of Big Time Boxing at Wayne State Fieldhouse, presented by Salida Promotions. And boy, did I. It was another night of knockouts this time. Last time, we ain't got two knockouts. This time, I think all the fights was knockouts. If not, dang near. But the most exciting part was, no, hold on, before I get to that, again, y'all, if y'all never been to a boxing card, Big Time Boxing on the Zone at Wayne State Fieldhouse, presented by Salida Promotions, is the move. It's the way to go about going to your boxing fights. It's the place to be at on a week. I'm trying to tell y'all, tickets start at $25. Don't get no better than that. Let me tell y'all something, though. The best part of the night, I had a surreal moment, y'all. Not to toot my own horn, but I met a lot of people, right? Where we at? I met him and him, right? Some of these players, I met all of them, right? Never met Miggy. Never met me. Anyways, met a lot of people. Not that many people have had me starstruck, right? Not that many people have had me nervous. But when you are about to meet an icon, a legend, like, I've met people, there's only certain, I'm trying to think how to work, Hall of Famers, there we go. Not every day you run into a Hall of Famer at what they did, right? Not only do you get to run into them, meet them, shake their hand, but you get to interview them. Oh. The Motor City, Tommy Hitman Hearns, y'all. I got to meet him at the car last week, right? And I go out to shake his hand. I'm like, how you doing, sir? First of all, in all seriousness, that man got the probably biggest hand I've ever seen, let alone shook. And I'm somebody who met Boban Marjanovic. Bobby, whatever. Is it Mark? I think I butchered his name. But Boban, right? I'm somebody who's met Boban. Boban got a big hand, too. Tommy Hearns, though? I see why that dude was knocking people out. Dog, oh, he got a big old head. Hands. Literally, that dude got some hands on him. That dude got some hands on him. But no, I met him, and I was just mind blown because I'm like, ah, be Tommy Hearns. Like, inside of me, I just wanted to go, ah. Because this is the same dude that fought Roberto Duran. He had probably the best fight of all time with Marvin Hagler. He got robbed twice by Sugar Ray Leonard. We talk about that. We talk about the Tommy Hearns. Oh, my goodness. And so, I got not even a minute to interview him, right? And I'll play it for you. Hear this.
This is Buff Dope Sports here. We are here with the Hitman, the Detroit legend, Tommy Hearns. How does it feel to be watching the next generation of Detroit boxers, sir?
It feels good, man. It shows that it's really trying. We're trying to learn some more than fight a big fight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What would be your advice to these young fighters right now?
Stay in the gym.
Stay in the gym. And the last question for you, sir, I think you're going to like this one. If Martin Lawrence wanted a rematch with you, would you accept it?
Right away. Right away.
You hear that, Martin? You hear that?
So, Martin, I know you told Gina you don't want to fight no more, but Tommy said if you want to, if you change your mind, come and get it. Now let's talk about the WNBA real quick, because we got Angel Reese declaring for the draft, and I'm curious to see where she gonna go. Y'all gonna chill on my good sis Angel Reese, though. Y'all gonna chill. That girl done went through enough now. She done told y'all what she done went through. Can we all ease up? But y'all also gonna ease up. Can we ease up on all the women athletes, honestly, especially these hoopers right now during this March Madness? I swear they all been getting disrespected from one way or another. Leave these folks alone. They literally, first of all, I'll be able to put myself in their shoes sometimes. Like, I'm like, they my age, dealing with the pressures of the world, trying to hoop, trying. And I'll be like, dang, they handling all that at my age? What am I doing wrong? I'm in my mama's basement, recording Buffed Up Sports. We not even in the studio, but hey, baby steps. I do want to know when the Indiana Fever single game tickets are going on sale, because I need them bad, like ASAP. So we gonna pause for a little station identification, and I promise you, I'll be back with a guest.
I'm only gonna say Buffed Up Sports. I got on Buffed Up Sports. Make sure y'all tune in.
I told y'all I was gonna be back with a guest when I come back. So we back. My boy Daniel on the set. What's up, Dan?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Man, how you feeling?
Man, feeling good, man.
Man,
life,
you know, I had to get you on. Oh, my fault. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I'm just saying, life's been great. Can't complain about. What's up? What are we talking about?
Man, you know I had to get you on to talk a little hoops right now. We got the Final Four this weekend, men and women. Yeah. So first, let's talk about them ladies out there. Give me your women's prediction of the Final Four. We got South Carolina versus NC State and Iowa versus UConn. Who winning those games, and then who going to win the game when they match up?
UConn, Iowa, got to go with UConn. Got to go with Geno. You know, man, Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
We saw what he did with Juju. He blitzed two at Juju. He going to blitz two at Caitlin.
Bold take, but hard to bet against Geno. I'll give you that. It's hard to
bet. Can't bet against Geno. Because it was Caitlin?
Yeah, of course.
Caitlin's supporting cast has to step up. They did good versus LSU, but hey, can they do it again?
Yeah. I mean, that's what kind of cost them the championship last year. She was the only one doing something in the championship game. So now I got Caitlin. And Caitlin, I trust. You know what I'm saying? Do we even got to talk about South Carolina, NC State, or that's a given?
Yeah. Yeah.
We already know who winning that one.
Yeah, but shoot. Hey, if NC State can win, man.
I mean, anything can happen, but anything we both know South Carolina winning that one.
36-0?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Now, so you said UConn, South Carolina win. When they match up, who winning that one?
Crazy thing is, you know they played this year, right?
Right, right.
They played this year. South Carolina didn't have their best player. And they won by 20 plus.
Yeah.
They have a rematch. Anything can happen in March. And you can't bet against Geno. I got UConn.
That's a Paige bold Buckets. Take.
Paige Buckets. Come on now.
That's a bold take. See me? I got South Carolina no matter what. It could be Iowa. It could be UConn. Honestly, Iowa the only team, or South Carolina the only team, I'm like, yeah, Iowa not beating them.
Iowa beat them last year. Why can't they beat them again? You got to realize, man, anybody can be beaten at any night.
That is true, but I also saw Leah Boston getting in foul trouble.
Okay, the big Cardoza could get in foul trouble this time.
And if it happens, shoot, Iowa got a shot. I'll give it to you.
UConn got a shot.
UConn got a, yeah.
Paige got a shot. It's crazy. The whole UConn squad is injured, and they made it back to the Final Four. That just shows the greatness of Geno, bro.
I will say this about Paige. Like, because you just talked about the injuries. People forgot how good she is.
Exactly.
Like,
Paige was the number one recruit out of high school.
Yes.
Caitlin Clark was in the same class.
Yes.
Come on, man.
She took them injuries, so it's like people forgot. But now she's been reminding folks, like, I'm still here. Next season,
That get back. She's getting one, bro. If she doesn't win this year, she's getting one next year, bro.
It
can't be UConn great without a championship.
It is true. That's true. All right, so now on the men's side, we got NC State versus Purdue. Who winning that one?
NC State. I got NC State.
Me too.
I don't like how Purdue plays. Runs through Zach Edey, both get the whistle. Man, that's not what I like to see. That's not the type of basketball I like, bro. I got NC State winning this one.
See me, I think Purdue is bound to choke any minute.
Double digit seed. They don't do good versus double digit seeds.
I'm surprised they made it this far, if I'm being honest with you.
I mean, I said that before Selection Sunday. I said they're gonna be second round. And I seen that bracket come out. I was like, man, they got it easy. I thought Gonzaga was gonna give them trouble in the Sweet 16, but
me too. I had Zaga winning. But
I had Zaga winning. I don't even like Zaga for real.
Likewise.
I just don't like Purdue.
We in the same boat, but I'll tell you what, my boy, big boy, DJ Burns, he got something for them.
DJ Burns, hey. That's what they call him. They call him Z-Bo.
He is. He reminds you of him. Yeah. All right. I find it crazy how NC State men and women's both made it to the Final Four. And then UConn men and women's. So UConn first Bama, who you got?
UConn.
UConn staying with UConn?
UConn.
I got UConn too.
You think you got UConn winning by 12?
I could see that. Shoot, yeah. I could see 20-point game. The way they've been rolling.
With Illinois. Illinois 30-0 run.
30-0 run. Now, that's what I'm saying. They might pop them by 20 for all we know. Like, UConn been rolling.
Yeah, they might run them out. You saw the bus. They had not bus, paint issues.
They had. Yeah, I did see that. They trying anything to get their game off.
Mm-hmm. Coach, so that's another motivation.
Ain't gonna work. I think they're going back to back, honestly.
Yeah, they're going back to back. Back to back.
Unless they match up with NC State in that championship and my boy DJ Burns come back in.
You kind of, I don't know what they got in their programs, boys and women's. Man.
They, that would be crazy. If both.
You know, I saw it was like, if they win again, it would be the third time that happened. Women's and men's won the national championship.
I was about to ask, like, shoot, has that happened? Okay. That would be something.
It's crazy, though. It's been every 10 years. 04, then, what was it, 14, and then 24.
Sorry, man. We got to talk NBA MVP. You got to talk the pro side now. Who you think win MVP? You got Shea, Luka, Giannis, Joker. Who going to be? Don't say Giannis.
What has Giannis done?
I'm just throwing names out there. I'll even throw Tatum out there. Tatum not going to win it. But I'm just,
Tatum should have a better chance than Giannis.
I
don't think Tatum ever will win one. Just because his team is just dominant. Like, every year. They're just like, he has Jaylen Brown. Now he got Porzingis. It's like, how could you give him MVP?
I hope he never wins it.
That beef would. I got Shea. Shea on OKC.
That's who you had.
Come on. My boy.
Personally. Yo,
30 a game. First time for first seed. I don't know what they are today. Come on, man. He's been hurt. He's been banged up, though, for a little bit. But he got to get MVP. Coach of the year, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got Shea.
Thunder have been honestly.
Is Luka ever going to get one?
He got time. He's still young.
It was like, dang, I don't think the voters are going to like Luka, though.
But then, I ain't going to lie. It's kind of crazy he ain't getting it this year because his numbers is crazy. I ain't going to lie.
I'm saying, bro. I just feel like he wouldn't, like, they don't like him, bro.
He is averaging, like, what, 39-9?
Yeah, that's what he averaged a triple-double in March. 34-10-10 or something like that.
That's some crazy numbers not to win MVP. But Shea got what? He got good numbers but on, like, two steals, too. So, like,
defense steals.
That's what I'm saying. He going to make all defense the first team. So,
I agree.
Wait, but my boy Malachi Flynn had a 50-piece last night, so I think he putting his name in the running, right?
Hey, Pistons better be signing now. They should have offered him an extension yesterday.
That might have been the most random 50-piece I've ever seen.
Man, I was on Twitter. It said 41. We fetched it. It said 50. And we lost. I'm like, come on.
That was a given. But I do hate we wasted his 50 on a.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He was smiling after and stuff. I'm like, man.
Nah.
A lot of bad cheering, folks.
No, because check me out. So I ain't going to lie. I honestly forgot the Pistons were playing, right?
You know, I ain't know.
Then I got a notification that he had like either 30 or 40. And I turned it on because I knew 50 was getting close, right? And it was at one point in the game, he had just hit a three. And I think it was 5 points away at this point. I seen his eyes. He looked up at the Jumbotron, and his eyes did like this. He said, all right. And he started hooping for real. I was like, oh, no. He knew he was getting 50, man.
Yeah, I was like, I got a notification. It said Malachi Flynn. I'm like, oh, he played for the Pistons. Because I remember he got traded during the deadline.
Yes.
I remember he got traded in the deadline. I'm like, oh, he's on the Pistons. And I just searched up Pistons versus – I just put Pistons versus – because I didn't know who they was playing. And I saw we lost. I'm like, bro. And I searched up, it said 50. I'm like, dang, we lost, though?
Yes, bro. Yes.
Your boy? Never mind.
That's how it went down.
Your boy Ivy, man.
You know, I was about to talk to you about that. Because why are you always hating on the Pistons draft picks, bro?
Because it's been terrible ever since we've been in high school.
It longer than that. But you always say that. But I'll be like, dog, can you let some of these play out like this Ivy's second year?
Bro, it's just like, I don't even think that draft class was like even good enough. Like, Ivy wasn't even a bad choice, but it's one of, I didn't want to get him get drafted.
So who would you have took?
Shaedon Sharpe on the Blazers. Huh?
Not Ben Mathurin?
See, he was on that. I mean, yeah, I'd take him over Ivy.
But you're taking Shaedon Sharpe over all of them.
Yeah.
That's a hot take, but all right.
Yeah, I'm taking Shaedon Sharpe over all of them.
Because, bro, like I told you the other night, it's April, bro. Why are we still looking at box scores in April? The season's cooked.
I haven't talked to you about the Pistons, but we dropped, Malachi Flynn dropped 50. So, of course, I'm going to say something about the rest of the team. I was like, bro, when I heard he had 50, my first thought was, what did Cade have? It wasn't about Jaden Ivey. It was really what Cade had.
That's why he had 50.
I was like, he didn't play.
That's why he had 50. Because Cade was supposed to start, and then they took him out last minute.
No, Malachi Flynn didn't even start. He didn't start the game.
Now I'm talking about Cade was supposed to start, and they took him out.
That's what I'm saying. That's the crazy part. Like, Malachi Flynn didn't start the game. So I'm like, what did Cade have? Like, yeah.
Chauncey Billups going in the Hall of Fame. Is Chauncey a Hall of Famer?
This was his last year?
Yeah, I know.
I was like, bro, this was his last year. I knew that before the announcement. I never thought about it. I was like, dang. If he didn't get announced, I would have realized this wasn't being a Hall of Famer.
Are you happy for, like, do you think he deserve it or?
Yeah, he deserves it.
Because you know those people on Twitter talking about he ain't a Hall of Famer?
I mean,
don't start.
I wouldn't, like, I see why they say that, but he deserved it. He deserved it. If they were saying that if he was first ballot,
that's bad.
But I don't know why. I don't know why they're saying it now. Look who else made it. Vince Carter. It was just like Vince Carter's career. Not even. I mean, you could say it's better than Chauncey, but it's not.
Vince ain't got a ring.
Vince don't got a ring. He don't even think he got a. No, he got a finals appearance. It was like.
Nah, because I mean, Chauncey.
I'm happy for Chauncey. I'm happy he finally got it.
Like, people fail to realize how good Chauncey Billups was.
Hey, he really carried the Pistons.
Like, I don't think his numbers don't tell the story, but if you just
no, it really do though. I mean, well, now not at this NBA, but back
that's
true, in
then, in grand scheme, like, yeah.
Because you got to think about it. Chauncey really wasn't the first option. He could be a first option, but he really had Richard Hamilton run a floppy set, off the elbow. Tayshaun Prince doing the dirty works, playing being a 3-and-D really back then.
Yeah.
Rasheed Wallace being a, you know, 4 rebounded. Sometimes he would stretch the floor around.
Good.
Ben Wallace defensive anchor, bro. That was a nice squad, bro.
They sleep on him with the Nuggets too. He got Melo to his first and only finals.
What's the conference finals?
Conference finals.
That was like 09, I believe. 09 versus Kobe.
Right after he left the Pistons, because that's the other thing I was going to say about Chauncey. Chauncey went to 7 straight conference finals, bro. People don't talk about that.
He left Pistons 07?
It was like 07, 08.
Because I remember Iverson was on our. He was our. Iverson. Iverson was our starting point guard 08. 09, because we lost the. We lost to the Cavs. That was a good series. But it's crazy. Every time you play the Cavs, we don't win. Like, we don't win the game, bro.
Bro, we about to end the episode. I say happy thoughts. Happy thoughts. We talking about something happy right now. I'm about to be allowed back on, man. You killing my vibe, bro. Like, why we talking about Chauncey going to the Hall of Fame, and you got to bring up the fact that we ain't won a playoff game in, like, 20 years because – we lost by the Cavs twice. Like,
we haven't won since Chance. That's wild, bro. We talking about Chance, the big shot. Let's talk about how great Chauncey is, bro. We haven't won a playoff game since Chance.
I keep telling people, the Pistons died the day he got traded. It's
a little documentary. Matisse Thybulle from the Blazers. He got the short video about Chauncey. It's like 30 minutes on YouTube.
check it out. All right. Speaking of checking things out, Dan, you got anything you want to plug for the people to check out before we get up out of here?
Oh yeah, man. I'm starting a podcast soon, bro. Talking sport. I don't got a name for it yet, but I'm gonna be talking basketball, the whole NBA playoffs, soccer. I'm a big soccer fan. So I'm gonna be talking about what they got going on this summer. The Euro 2024. The Champions League that's starting back up next week. I'm gonna talk about it when I start. Copa America that's starting in the summer. That's another soccer tournament. And the Olympics. I'm gonna start talking about the soccer Olympics, basketball Olympics, of course. And I'm gonna talk football when the football season. So, yep. The three sports I'm really covering on my podcast.
All right, so you're gonna have to keep us in the loop. Mm-hmm. When we get that finalized, you know, when you get your title and all that, start getting your episodes out there, because, you know, I love to have you back on to promote it. All right, then come on there. You know what I'm saying? Long, yeah. No matter
you
what,
though.
Hey, you know I'm down. Just say the word, but. Nah, no matter what, I will definitely let the people that's listening to Buff Those Sports know how to find you and where to find you. So,
yes, sir.
For those watching on YouTube, y'all can see the handle at Daniel Buyaba 4. So, y'all make sure y'all go follow him. That's your Twitter, right?
No, that's my Instagram.
That's your gram. Okay, so y'all go follow him on the gram.
I really should be giving up this Twitter.
All right, hold on. He about to drop the Twitter for y'all too.
I know, that's crazy. That is my Twitter.
That's crazy. Okay, that's so bet. All right, so that's the Twitter. Y'all go follow Daniel Buyaba 4, the number 4 on Twitter or X, whatever y'all want to call it.
Podcast coming hopefully before the play-in tournament.
Oh, that's soon.
Hopefully before the play-in tournament.
That's like a week or two.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this started, bro.
I bet. So, in the next week or two, we should be hearing something from you.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be waiting.
Started talking hoops. Start it off.
All right, bro. Man, I'm glad you came on Talk Some Hoops with me. I don't know if you're going to come back with all that piss and slander you was getting.
Man, finally on the show. I've been waiting for the end zone.
Yeah, that's crazy. I haven't had you on.
Man, I've been waiting, bro.
Man, you keep that Pistons slander up, you might not come back for real.
Bro, I love the Pistons, bro. You got to talk about the struggle to get to the final destination.
It'd be enough struggle.
Bro, I'm always going to talk about it because you're going to get there, bro. I be playing 2K, bro. We be getting there 2026, bro. It's like around this time. We going to get there, bro. We should be in the pros by 2026.
I hope.
I don't even want to talk about the draft right now.
nah, no draft talk. No draft talk. We going to end it there. But, man, thanks for coming on. Like I said, hopefully in the next week or two, I have some news for y'all, or Daniel has some news for y'all, and he could tell y'all where to find the podcast at. But, yeah, be ready to hear from him and hear about his hoop takes. So, yeah, we out. Peace.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Thank you all for listening to today's episode. I hope you come back for more episodes. Remember to please subscribe on whatever platform you are watching or listening to Buffed Up Sports on. If you can, comment, leave a rating, leave a review, because I love to hear all the feedback. I mean, feedback is appreciated. So the comments, the reviews, the ratings are appreciated. Also, remember to send it to a friend, send it to 2 friends, send it to 3 friends if you love today's episode, all right? And even if you didn't, still send it to them to tell them how bad it is. I don't care what you do. Just send it to some folks. Please. But remember to go to buffedupsports.com. That is the official Buffed Up Sports website. There you will have the social media links that I'm on. You will also find the platforms that the podcast is available on. And you will find the ways to, you know, support the channel on with the cha-ching-ching, if you know what I'm saying. So, remember these words: spread love, keep your chest out, hold your head up, show off them pretty teeth, and don't y'all worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there, and God bless you all. Peace!
face that run.